Yanni Ribbis, the third shiur we're having on Yanni Ribbis. And what we're trying to do is go through some of the Gemaras, but really to focus on some of the very important discussions for us to be familiar with Ribbis and what Ribbis is all about. One of the things we've spoken about thus far, we spoke the first time in terms of like Ta'amei HaMitzvos a bit, and last week in almost in a more direct way, about the nature of Ribbis. Ribbis, on some level, the Gemara in the beginning in Bav Metzia here refers to Ribbis as a chiddush. It's somewhat of a chiddush. I would have thought that if I want to lend you money and I want to charge you, you know, because it's money which I could have made profit with, I could have invested in something, and I'm giving it to you, and you agree, you're okay with it, I would have thought Ribbis should be entirely mutter. Nevertheless, the Torah tells us that Ribbis is aster. Not only is Ribbis aster, but Chazal speak in very harsh terms about those that lend beribbis. And we've been trying to develop, and we'll do that again tonight before we move on to some new topics, hopefully next week, two general perspectives on the Isser of Ribbis. One of them views Ribbis in many ways as being analogous to the Isser of Geneva or Gzela. It's a form of stealing that on some level you're not entitled to and shouldn't have rights to that money, but nevertheless, even though the guy agrees to give it to you, it really is not money which you should be taking or you should have access to, and therefore it's considered to be a violation of Geneva, and many of the halachas of Ribbis will have overlap, will be similar to the halachas of Geneva. Or alternatively, maybe Ribbis itself, no, he agrees to give me the money. I'm not stealing money that doesn't belong to me. It's a deal that we made. I'm entitled to the money. The problem is the Ramban wrote in his Perush al Torah, the problem is that, in fact, Ribbis, we're supposed to be Jews, we're supposed to get along with each other. It's supposed to be a certain kind of camaraderie, a certain sense of chesed, that we're there for each other. And because we're there for each other, it would be appropriate that we wouldn't try to make a buck off of someone else. We're going to speak tonight about a discussion in the Gemara in Bav Metzia on Samech Aleph, Mabez, Samech Bez, and Aleph. The Gemara is also on Daf Samech Hey, which relates to the need to return money. Let's say that you did lend someone money, Beribis. I charged interest, and the guy paid me back. What is the status of that money that I have now? So now I have money which I earned Beribis. So what exactly is my requirement? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do with that money? So the Gemara in Bav Metzia and Samech Aleph Mabez quotes a machlokas. Amar Rabbi Elazar Ribbis Ktsutza. If you're dealing with real Doraisa Ribbis, we'll elaborate on this hopefully next week. If you're dealing with real Doraisa Ribbis, Yotza Bidayanim. The Dayanim are allowed to get involved and to make you pay back that money which you earned through Ribbis. However, Rabbi Yochanan argued and said, Afil Ribbis Ktsutza Nami Eino Yotza Bidayanim. Even Ribbis Ktsusa, even real Doraisa Ribbis, the Dayanim are not going to get involved and make you pay. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is an intriguing Shita. Why aren't they going to make you pay? The Rashba here has a discussion, as do some other Rishonim. Is the Pshat that, like, you're not even Chayav on any level to give back the money? There isn't even a Chiyav Latzes Yedei Shamayim to give back or not? But that's not really what we're going to focus on tonight. The Gemara tells in Daf Samech Hey that we paskin v'hilchasa k'rebbe Lazar, Rashi explains, the ribis k'tzutza yotza b'dayanim. We hold halacha l'maisa. We hold that if you make money off of real d'oraisa ribis, that money you have to return, and if you don't return it, Beis Din is going to get involved. And Beis Din is going to, in fact, make you pay back that money. That's what the Gemara tells us here on Daf Samech Hey. An interesting halacha, which we'll reference in a little bit, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Gemara in Baba Metzia as well, I believe, is quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Malvu Lova Perek Dalin, where the Rambam tells us the following. An interesting halacha is that if a person got money through Ribbis, a person made money through lending Beribbis, so that money, if the person passes away, his children are not obligated in returning that money to the Lova. So if the Malva made money Beribbis, so long as he's alive, Beis Din will get involved and will make him pay back to the Lova, make him pay back to the guy who paid him the Ribbis. But if the Malva passes away, so then his children are not obligated, the Gemara tells us, in paying back the Ribbis money. That's all just a little bit by way of introduction. We spoke in general about Gezela versus Chesed. We saw Machlokes in the Gemara. If there's Doraisa Ribbis, are you Chayef to return it? Will Beis Din get involved in making you return it? And we saw that we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, And also, in terms of this halach of paying back ribbis, even though you have to pay back ribbis, if the person passes away, his children need not pay back. So that's a little bit of introduction, What we're going to try to develop tonight are two main shittos in Rishonim. There are really, I guess, three or maybe four even, I guess, at least that I'm aware of, shittos in Rishonim. But we're going to try to highlight, at least again, part of the nature of these shiurim is we're trying to keep things on some level tight and together. But two different mahalchim in Rishonim. What is the nature of this chiyuv to pay back money that I got through ribbis? What's the nature of this obligation? And to introduce the question on some level, when we say that Beis Din is going to get involved, what exactly is Beis Din going to be doing? Beis Din gets involved to, for me to pay back, what exactly are they doing? So there seem to be two mahalchim in Rishonim as a whole. It seems like, at least the way many Achronim learn it, some argue, but many Achronim learn that it's really two opinions already in the Sefer Achinach. The Sefer Achinach says, what does it mean that Beis Din is getting involved? Says Sefer Achinach, source number 6 on the sheet, Kolomar shebeis din yordin l'michse hamal ve'motzin mimenu, kimo begezelos v'chavalos. Says the Sefer Achinach, that Beis Din is going to go to your property, and they're going to take out the money that you owe. They're going to take the money, and they're going to give it back to the lova. So if you decide that you are not going to be paying the lova back on your own, Beis Din will just come, and they will take the money directly from your property. Seems like there's some sort of a shiba taking place. Alternatively, says the Sefer Achinach, maybe Beis Din gets involved in a bit of a different way. The Gemara tells us in Ksubis and Daf Peivavim and Aleph that if there is ever a mitzvah asay, if you have a positive commandment to fulfill, and you decide that you are not going to fulfill it, it's time to take lulav, and you say, absolutely not, I will not be taking lulav, I have no interest in taking lulav. So the halacha is that Beis Din is kofin al mitzvos asay. Beis Din will force you to fulfill that mitzvos asay. Beis Din will physically force you to fulfill positive mitzvos. So Sefer Achinach says, we have a bit of machlokas. When we say that according to Belazar, which is how we paskin, that if I collect extra money through ribbis, and I don't pay back right away, that Beis Din is going to get involved, is the pshat they will go to your property and take the money out of your property and give to the loveh? Or are they not empowered to do so? Beis Din can't go to your property and take the money directly. All they can do is the same way that if there's a mitzvah to take lulav and you don't take lulav, Beis Din will force you to take lulav. So there's a mitzvah to pay back ribbis. And if you don't pay back ribbis, Beis Din will force you to yourself go and pay back the ribbis. Yourself go and pay back the ribbis. This machlokas about, what are they arguing about, whether Beis Din is involved to take from the property or Beis Din is involved to force you to fulfill it like any mitzvah? So many of the Achronim suggest, and it's Meduyuk we'll see in the Rishonim, that they're arguing about the following question. If I steal from you, so I have your stolen goods in my property, Beis Din can come and just take it from me. Beis Din doesn't have to force me to pay it back. Beis Din can just come and take it. That's what the Sefer Achinach even wrote. Sefer Achinach said that maybe what's going to happen, Beis Din yordin l'michse ha-malva, u'motzien mimenu, kimo b'gezelos v'chavalos. That like any stolen property, Beis Din can just come and they can take it. Why can Beis Din come and take the property and give it back to you? So presumably the pshat is because it's not really mine. Beis Din is allowed to come take it because I have stolen goods in my property. So if I have stuff which is in my field, but really it's money which I owe you, so Beis Din has the right to take it directly. So if you understand that ribbis is like a form of gezela, that ribbis is a form of taking money that you are not really entitled to, and that even though he agreed to give it to you, but really I'm not entitled to it, really, I don't deserve it. So just as with gezela, which is money which I'm not entitled to, which I don't deserve, that money's not really mine, Beis Din is empowered. Beis Din is able to come and take it directly from me and give it back to the owner. So too when it comes to ribbis. Because ribbis is in many ways really like gezela. Alternatively, you could argue a different side. What one could maintain is that really, in fact, the money which I have belongs to me. It's my money. I lent him beribis. It's usser to lend beribis. But on a monetary level, the money is mine. I told him I'm giving you $5,000 on condition that you give me back $5,500. That extra $500 you agreed to give to me, I agreed to take, and that money now belongs to me. That money belongs to me. Beis Din is not able to come to my property and directly take it, because Beis Din can only come to your property and take it if that money really is destined for him, if the money really belongs to him, or at least if there's like a shibud, a lien in the property that goes to him. But in ribis, the money I made to ribis totally belongs to me. So why am I returning ribis? I'm not returning it because I have a chiyuv to return stolen goods. I'm not returning it because I have a chiyuv to return money which doesn't really belong to me. Why am I actually returning it? I'm returning it because the Torah said it's asar, it's a mitzvah to return it. The Gemara darshins, it's a mitzvah to return it. So just like the mitzvah of lulav, Beis Din will force me to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, so to here, Beis Din will force me to fulfill the mitzvah of paying back ribis. So we've seen thus far is as follows. We'll try to keep things as good and clear as possible. But what we've seen is that there is a din, we pass like Rabbi Elazar, that if I make money through ribis, I have to pay it back, and if I don't, Beis Din will come to my property, and Beis Din will take it, Or Beis Din will get involved. What does it mean Beis Din will get involved? The first mahalach is the mahalach of Sefer Chinuch number one. The money is like stolen goods. So Beis Din will come and just take the stolen goods and give it back to the guy. That's halacha with money that's not really mine. I'm not really entitled to. Alternatively, maybe the money really is mine. Ribis is not gezela. I'm entitled to the money. Ribis just means that I didn't treat him with the love and respect and support and sensitivity that I was supposed to. But the money he gave me, he agreed to give me, it belongs to me. I have a separate mitzvah to give it back. A Beis Din will force me to fulfill the same way I fulfill any mitzvah. Midin kofin al mitzvahs asay, the Gemara Ksubis and Daf Peivav. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay.
What's the second mahalach? Who says it?
The Sefer Chinuch quotes both. In Rishonim, yeah.
Deraisa
pashas, mostly for now. There are, 1 second. In Rishonim, you have Rishonim that fall on both sides of this. You have Rishonim that fall on both sides of this. For sure, Deraisa, sorry. The Rashba in Bab Metzia, as well as in Tshuvas, the Ritva, although they may, again, cite their slight nuances in Rishonim, assume that really the money belongs to you. And the only reason why Beis Din can force me to pay back is because even though the money belongs to me, the second mahalach, the money's mine, I just didn't treat him nicely. The Ava, the Chesed, the Tzedakah, Rashba and Ritva say, okay, on some level wasn't there. So I have a chiv to pay back. So Beis Din will force me to pay back, but they have no rights in my property. They're not allowed to come. They're not allowed to come and take it. That's the first, I guess, context. When the question comes up, why am I paying back? I'm paying back the chiv because I have your money in my property, or money in my property that you really deserve. Or no, the money is mine. Just, I have a mitzvah that since I didn't treat you properly with the ava and the chesed and the tzedakah I should have given, I have a separate mitzvah to pay back. That's Akan, the first part of this primary question. We're going to know 2 additional contexts where the question comes up. Why am I paying back? Is it like gezela? I'm paying back because the money is sort of yours, and therefore Beis Din can come and take it. I'm paying back because of that. Or am I paying back because even though the money is really mine, and from a monetary perspective, I'm entitled to the money, the Torah told us there's a mitzvah to return ribis, to give it back to him. Where does it come up? In the following case. Many of us know that the Rishonim assumed, based on the Gemara and the Pesach Makos, the dominant view in Rishonim and Gaonim, that there are 613 mitzvahs. Torah Tzivlan Moshe, Marashah Kiyos Yaakov, Torah's Big Matos 611 plus the first 2 Dibros, that the Ribono Shel Olam said directly, Moshe commanded us Torah, 611, Hashem gave us 2 Dibros, we have 613 mitzvahs. The Gaonim and the Rishonim debate at length what qualifies as the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam has his list. The Ramban wrote Hasagos. The Ramban argued with the Rambam in a bunch of different situations. And the Ramban said, but the Rambam, some things that you quote, I think you should not be quoting as a mitzvah. So after the Ramban wrote his Hasagos on the Rambam, say for a mitzvah, he was short a variety of mitzvos. He was short a variety of mitzvos. So he was short 17 mitzvos asay that the Rambam counted. And the Ramban thought the Rambam counted incorrectly. So the Ramban, after he wrote his Hasagos on the Rambam, say for HaMitzvos, the Ramban counts mitzvos which are Shichachas Asin, the Asays that the Rambam forgot. He doesn't mean the Rambam, like, forgot. The Rambam counted. It means that the Rambam forgot. And that really should have been there. What is a mitzvah that the Ramban quotes that the Rambam does not? So some of them we know. Yisvaret Yisrael, he quotes... What's another one? Birchas Torah. He quotes about Achilas. We've spoken about different things in the past. The Ramban of Shichas Asin Yitzayin counts a mitzvah to return ribbis. Shenitzdarenu lahachzir, shenitzdarenu lahachzir haribbish, shalakachnu meyachenu. We have a mitzvah asay deoraisa to return ribbis money. If I make money off ribbis, again, we paskin like a belazer, the Gemara tells Babatzi and Samach, hey, you have to return it, Dayanim get involved. The Rambam, however, does not count this mitzvah. The question that some of the Achronim, the Mefarshim, there wonder is why does the Rambam not count this mitzvah? It seems to be a mitzvah. We paskin like Rebbe Lazar. The simple side of the Gemara, he's doresh it from a pasuk. It looks like it's a mitzvah, doraisa. So why doesn't the Rambam count it? Why doesn't the Rambam count it? Some of us know that when the Rambam doesn't count a mitzvah, there are lots of potential reasons why. Could be he thought it was derabanan. That's one possibility in general. Could be things like some say about, you know, it's a prerequisite to all mitzvos. So even if you can swallow that about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to swallow that about the mitzvah of returning ribbis is a prerequisite for all mitzvos. Like, you can't even approach Torah. It's one thing to say that the Ramban himself suggests maybe for the mitzvah of Emunah, he himself holds to the mitzvah, but he suggests maybe one place it's like the prerequisite. It's one thing for Chaim Vital to say that about having good midos is like the prerequisite, because you're ready to be mekabel all mitzvos. You really can't say that about the need to return ribbis. You could be the biggest ribbis person in the world, but it is not the prerequisite, lichora, for all mitzvos. So why is Rambam not counting it? So the Megillas Esther is one of the great commentaries on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. The Megillas Esther says the Rambam does not count it because it is included in a different mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. Which mitzvah aseh d'oraisa is it included in? Says the Megillas Esther, Nira li, kimashul manah harav haya lefishi nichleles b'mitzvahs hashavas hagezela. That the Rambam says it's included in hashavas in the heishiv is hagezela, the need to return gezela. Seemingly or explicitly, according to the Megillas Esther, the Rambam maintains that the need to return ribbis is in fact just like the need to return gezela. That's how it could be included in the very same mitzvah. It's money that you're not really entitled to. If I'm not really entitled to it, just like ribbis, gezela have to return because it's not really my money, so too ribbis have to return because it's not really my money. What does the Ramban hold? So we're going to say two mahalchim. The first mahalch is maybe true, but maybe not true. The second, I think, is more likely to be true. The first mahalch you would say is as follows. Well, I know a comment of the Ramban in his Perush Al Torah. The Ramban writes in his Perush Al Torah that, in fact, the need, that the whole Isser of Ribbis is not about Gezela. That Ribbis is all about the Jewish people are very, very close. And because the Jewish people are very, very close, the Ramban writes in his Perush Al Torah, because the Jewish people are very close, that it's appropriate, says the Ramban, for us to lend each other money without expecting anything in return. That is the appropriate thing to do. If that's true, so I would have said, how come for the Ramban he counts a mitzvah to return ribbis as a separate mitzvah and doesn't include it in the same mitzvah as Hashavas Gezela? So I would have said the Svara is for the Ramban, because the Ramban holds that it's not like Gezela, and therefore he can't include it in Gezela. It's rather a separate mitzvah. What is the separate mitzvah? The separate mitzvah is a mitzvah to be machzir, to give back ribbis. That I have a mitzvah to give it back because I stole it from you. But the Torah taught us that if you did not honor him the right way, if you were not sensitive to the value of chesed and ava, that you have to return, and that's why the Ramban counts it That's why the Ramban counts it separately. That's what you could suggest. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. The reality, however, is that the Ramban Shita is somewhat more complicated, but let's just point out what we've seen thus far to keep things somewhat smooth. What time is the Mako hours for you guys? 11:15? So we'll stop at 11:10. We'll do that, hopefully. Lean out there. So we have as follows. There is a din that you have to return ribbis. We wondered why. Am I returning ribbis? Because really, it's your money. I have to give it back. Am I returning ribbis? Because even though the money's mine, the Torah told me there's a mitzvah to give it back. One issue is, what does it mean that Basin's getting involved? Does it mean that Basin's taking it from me the same way they take Gazela? Or does it mean that Basin is going to make me fulfill the mitzvah the same way they make me fulfill a variety of mitzvahs, like taking up lulav? They'll make you give me mitzvah, like paying back ribbis. A second issue that we saw is it counted in 6:13. The Rambam says it's part of the mitzvah of Gazela because it's like returning Gazela. And the Ramban does not. And we were suggesting, according to the Ramban, the reason why it's not included in the mitzvah of returning Gazela is because, according to the Ramban, we know ribbis is not about Gazela. But in fact, ribbis is really rooted in Ahava and Chesed, the need to be sensitive to others. So the money really belongs to you. It's a good deal, you agreed. I just wasn't sensitive to your needs. The Torah says I have to come along and I have to return it. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Take more hands up just so I can feel like a somewhat of a read. Yes.
Why wouldn't the Ramban include it in the midst of the half of the Hamuv? Last week we said that the Ramban on the Torah says we learn how to read this from like a gap.
So let's I don't want to answer your question right now. I'll answer it after. We'll talk about the Chamukah afterwards a little bit. But yeah.
Is it possible to say that maybe it actually ribbis is stealing and yet
okay.
still do
perfect. So let's develop an idea for the Ramban. But Yemen's trying to say this. He said it. I just cut him off because I'm rude and we're short on time. If you look in the Ramban and this thing which Rosenzweig has pointed out, and I think it's very compelling, it's not so clear for the Ramban that it's really not like Gazela. Because look at the Lashon of the Ramban when he counts the mitzvah to return ribbis. He says, "V'inyan ha-mitzvah zos ki kashim enanu yisbarach shalo nigzol v'im gazalnu tzivo etzonu lehashvus ha-gazela v'imitzvah tasei." So too when it comes to ribbis. The Ramban emphasizes that just as there's a mitzvah to return gazela, you also have a mitzvah to return ribbis. Not only that, lest you think it's somewhat random, but the Ramban in this Perush HaTorah in Parshas Behar, by Yikra Chafhei, Lamed Hei Lamed Vav, the Ramban says there also, we learn, based on the Pasuk there in Chumash, that, Ahadr le ribis de l'chai kimach, tziva b'ach zaras ribis ketsutza, ke'inyin sha'amar b'gzela, b'gezel. So what's interesting, it's all in brackets. What the Ramban seems to actually say is that returning ribis, again, if you're with me at this point, great, not to worry about it, is that on the one hand, that we seem to have almost like a stira in the Ramban. The Ramban's hard to figure out what he holds. On the one hand, the Ramban is Perush Al HaTorah. We saw in Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, I believe, says ribbis is not about Gazela. Ribbis is just that we're supposed to be a united Klal Yisrael. I'm supposed to give you money. But the Ramban also emphasizes in two places that returning ribbis money is like returning Gazela. But I thought ribbis really wasn't Gazela. And let's strengthen the question. If ribbis is really like Gazela, as you write in Sefer HaMitzvos, and as you write in your Perush Al HaTorah, why is it counted as a separate mitzvah? Say what the Megillas Esther said for the Rambam, and count it as part of the mitzvah of the Heshuvas HaGazela. So what really is it for the Ramban? Is it really considered to be ribbis is like Gazela? And that's why he says, return ribbis, just like you return Gazela. Or is it really not like Gazela, which is why it's counted separately in the 6:13, one mitzvah to another returning ribbis. And that's why he emphasizes Ahava and Chesed. General clarity on the question for the Ramban, 1, 2, and 3. So one general mahalach, again, I'm sorry for going a little bit quickly, but to this point, great, not to worry about it at all, is that maybe according to the Ramban, this thing I believe that Rosenzweig suggested, is that for the Ramban, it's actually a combination of both approaches, like we mentioned last week. And then it all sort of fits together nicely. The starting point is as follows. You're supposed to be a nice guy. If your friend needs money, you're supposed to lend him money. That is what you are supposed to do. That is what is deemed as appropriate. That's why it's rooted in Avan Chesed. But the Torah believed in this value so much. The Torah believed in this value so much that you have to provide for friends in need. That the Torah says that is the right way to use your money. And if you take money from him, at the expense of cultivating that need of camaraderie, if you charge money from him, that's money which you're really not entitled to. You're really not entitled to. Is it gezeila mamish? No. It's not really gezeila. He agreed to give it to me. It was a fair deal. But it's like gezeila. It's money that I'm really not entitled to. Because this money I have is supposed to be used for helping him. And lending him money is a mitzvah. And I perverted that and distorted that to make a buck. And it's money I'm not really entitled to. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says ribbis is all about the connection we have with each other. Says the Ramban, if it's really about the connection we have with each other. But when you get money from ribbis, you're not really entitled to that. So just like gezeila is money which you took, you're really not entitled to, and you return. So too, ribbis is money which you're really not entitled to, but you return. But the Ramban doesn't think it's mamish gezeila. The Ramban doesn't think it's classic gezeila. Classic gezeila is taking money against your will whatsoever. This is money which, on some level, legally, you could have made the case that he agreed to give it to me, and maybe I do deserve it on some level. It's a unique Chiddush HaTorah, not regularly. It's a unique Chiddush HaTorah in ribbis that this money becomes like money you're not really entitled to. And therefore, you have to return it. If you got that, great. If not, don't worry about it at all. Shoot, it is 11:09. So we're going to probably stop here, but I'm just going to chazer and mention two things very, very briefly. Number one, the halacha is that if you make money off of ribbis, you have to return it. You have to return it, and Beis Din gets involved. We saw two main understandings as to why Beis Din is getting involved. One is because it's like stolen money, and if it's like stolen money, Beis Din will directly go to your property and take it out. If it's like stolen money, we're going to count it in the mitzvahs, in the same mitzvah as returning gezeila, because it's stolen money. Alternatively, maybe ribbis money is not stolen money. Maybe it's your money and you're entitled to it. It's all good. It's all yours. Just this money, you have a mitzvah to pay back. You have a mitzvah to give back. You shouldn't take advantage of him. It's wrong to take advantage of him. You have a mitzvah to give it back. If that's true, it will be counted separately. If that's true, Beis Din can't take the money directly from my property. They can force me to give it back. There are two additional issues that are relevant to this discussion, which we're going to reference very briefly. One's in my focus, Rambam and the Ravid, about whether or not there's mechila beribis. Is the guy allowed to be mochel the ribbis? If it's a monetary issue, pashtus. He could be mochel. Like if I owe him the money, if I steal from you, and I want to pay you back, and you say, no, you keep it, that's fine. If it's more of like a mitzvah or something, maybe it's harder for him to be mochel. Maybe. Second issue is, does Beis Din only get involved if the lova is toveya the money? Does the lova have to come to Beis Din and say, that's my money? Rashi in one place in Bava Metzia sounds like you do have to be toveya. And those say Kalim and Shulchan Aruch Simon Tess have machlokas, whether that's true. If it's for monetary obligations, it's my money's in your property, Beis Din only gets involved if the guy actually makes a claim. No claim, Beis Din doesn't get involved. If it's just a mitzvah, so Beis Din gets involved if a person's not fulfilling a mitzvah, whether or not a person makes a claim. That was very, very quick at the end. I'm sorry if it's a little bit too fast. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Okay.